Good evening, Eastern Sierra. Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, the only place where you get your local news served fresh, fast, and with just enough sass to keep things interesting. I'm Jesse Steele, and today we're covering everything from wildfire recovery resources to Avalanche Center updates to Broncos football making playoff noise like they own the place. So, yes, a little something for everyone. Before we jump in, a quick shout out for today's sponsor, Faultline 395, fueling this broadcast with style, grit, and just the right amount of Eastern Sierra attitude. And hey, don't forget our Epic Eats October-November poll. It's still live, and this round is all about food trucks. If you haven't voted yet, go pick your favorite rolling kitchen before they find out and take it personally. Also, it's National Play Monopoly Day. So, if you're looking for the perfect excuse to schedule a family game night, today's your day. Just remember, it's a game. No matter how personal it may feel, ESN is not responsible for flipped tables, overturned boards, or that one uncle who insists on auctioning everything. Or that one cousin who always finds a way to place a hotel on Park Place and then expects you to pass the chip bowl as if nothing happened. Thanks, Frank. Whatever, it's fine. Finally, hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow Eastern Sierra Now across all social media platforms. You'll get breaking news, local happenings, and the occasional meme. Sometimes all in the same hour. In Mono County, county officials have announced the opening of a local assistance center, LAC, to support residents impacted by the PAC fire. The LAC will operate on Friday, November 21st from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Crowley Lake Community Center. The center is designed to provide one-stop access for individuals and families to a range of recovery resources. On-site county agencies will include animal services for lost animal reports and pet food supplies, assessor's office calamity documents and adjusted valuations, behavioral health immediate support, and counseling, buildings and planning, demolition, repairs, rebuilding guidance, clerk recorder replacements, or vital records, property documents, business filings at no cost, environmental health, private wells, water systems, hazardous materials, social services, CalFrash replacement, benefits, Medi-Cal, CalWorks, and additional aid, and the Solid Waste Division Recycling Transfer Station. Landfill info, state and community partners will also be present, including the California Department of Insurance, California Department of Public Health Contractors, State License Board, virtual, California Department of Motor Vehicles for replacement driver's licenses, ID cards, and vehicle documents, Eastern Sierra Community Housing, the Mono County Office of Education, and the American Red Cross Disaster Action Team. Residents who have been impacted by the PAC fire are encouraged to attend the center and also to visit the online hub Ready Mono for ongoing updates and wildfire related resources. The Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center, ESAC, has launched its silent auction, now open for bidding through Saturday. The auction features a range of items, including ski trips, snowboards, gift cards, avalanche course, and more, with additions being made throughout the week. Bidding will close at 8:45 p.m. on Saturday, November 22nd. The event culminates with an annual kickoff and fundraiser on the same date at Canyon Lodge. Doors open at 5 p.m., and the show starts at 7 p.m. Those who donate 250 or more by November 21st are eligible for a special gift. An ESAC-branded Patagonia Black Hole Backpack. While supplies last, additionally, the ESAC will host snow and avalanche workshops on November 22nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., relocated this year to Eagle Lodge. It's your update from ESAC. Auction open now. Workshops ahead and a community invite to get involved. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing, all in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, It's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock.
Here's a reminder for those planning ahead. Tickets for the 2026 Bishop Mule Day celebration are now on sale. The six-day event will take place May 19th through the 24th in Bishop, California, and promises a lineup of mules, music, and memory-making. Organizers encourage visitors to secure the best seats early and plan for what has become a regionally celebrated spring event. Additionally, buying tickets early allows you to take advantage of discounted prices. That's all from Mule Days for now. Consider this your official nudge to mark your calendar. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick break from the news to talk about something extremely important to us. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now has a mobile app? Oh, yeah. All the local news, weather, road updates, and occasional spicy community drama right in your pocket. Download it now and impress your friends by being that person who always knows what's happening before everyone else seems to. And while we're talking about staying in the loop, have you joined our email list lately? It's free, it's fast, and it delivers the day's top stories straight to your inbox. Zero scrolling, zero algorithms, zero, wait, why am I seeing a video of a dancing raccoon instead of the fire update? Yeah, that's social media for you. It's just real Eastern Sierra news without the raccoon, unless that becomes news, which it might because raccoons are awesome. Anyway, now businesses, this part's for you. If you want your brand seen by locals and visitors, Eastern Sierra Now offers advertising that actually works, from banner ads and video spots to full-blown social media management. That's right. We do it all for you. We've got you covered. You want help growing your Instagram? Hoping someone will just make Facebook behave? Yeah, we do that. And we're good at it. So download the app, join the email list. And if you're a business, let's team up and make some Eastern Sierra magic. This is Eastern Sierra Now, keeping you connected to the place we all love. Just a quick update on that mobile app. There's been a lot done lately. Do you have it already? Go check it out. You're gonna be pretty impressed with the new stuff that's out there. We'll get into that more at another episode. Over to today's events lineup. First up, the official opening of Mammoth Mountain has been rescheduled to take place tomorrow, starting at 8:30 a.m. Don't miss this chance to celebrate the kickoff of the 72nd season at Mammoth Mountain. Also, tomorrow morning, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce and Mammoth Lakes Tourism will be holding their monthly community coffee event starting at 8:30 a.m. through Zoom. Gomez Mexican Restaurant and Hugs Ice Cream will be partnering up tomorrow to hold a fire relief fundraiser. 75% of the sales will go towards the relief fund, so be sure to stop by and support a great cause. And the Northern Inyo Hospital, tomorrow, check out their free Where Am I on the Path to Diabetes talk starting at 6 p.m. At the Bishop Twin Theater, Sierra Forever will be presenting Mountain Film on tour starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. And back up in the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater will be hosting a free improv comedy night at Liberty Bar starting at 8 p.m. Trust me, it's funny. I've been in the class. On Friday, Stephen Ingram will be launching his book, 36 Views of Mount Tom at C5 Art Studios, starting at 5 p.m. Lastly, Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater will be holding a showing of Clybourne Park on Friday, starting at 7 p.m. And that's it for today. But remember, if you have any upcoming events, send them our way. We'd love to share them with the community. And be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, or like we just said, download the mobile app. Trust me, you're gonna want it. This thing is pretty incredible. You really need it in your life. Okay, let's head over to sports, shall we? Tonight's Sports Spotlight is on the Broncos. And if you want great barbecue while cheering them on, I mean, you've got to check out Copper Top Barbecue. Let's dive in. The Bishop Broncos secured a nail-biter victory 22-19 over Cabrillo Conquistadors to advance to the California Interscholastic Federation, CIF, semifinals for the third straight season. Trailing 14-12 in the fourth quarter, Cabrillo took a 19-14 lead with just 2 minutes remaining. Facing four Fourth and 20, quarterback Emery Dondero connected with Levi Durr for 33 yards, keeping the drive alive. Dondero then punched in a 6-yard touchdown run and ran the 2-point conversion himself, giving Bishop the lead 22-19. Freshman Dom Barlow sealed it with an interception as time expired. Offensively, Dondero completed 18 of 26 passes for 165 yards and 2 touchdowns. Durr hauled in 8 catches for 105 yards, a season high. Defensively strong performances came from cornerstones like Chucky Delgado, 10 solo tackles, 2 assists. Elliot Duda, 7 solos, TFL, and Durr also chipped in with 1.5 sacks and 5 solo tackles. Next up, the Broncos are hitting the road. They will face Liberty High School in the Division 5 semifinal at their campus in Madera. That is 12220 Road 36, Madera, California, 93636, with kickoff scheduled for 7 p.m. Friday. So mark your calendar and pack your Broncos colors. And remember, Copper Top Barbecue has your post-game hunger covered. That's your update for the Bishop Broncos playoff push from a dramatic last-minute win to a semifinal showdown. And once again, a big shout-out to our sponsor, Copper Top Barbecue. Great food, local pride, and you can check them out anytime at coppertopbarbecue.com. Stay tuned for results and we'll track the road trip's outcome for you right here on Eastern Sierra Now.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
All right, Eastern Sierra, let's talk weather, because Mother Nature is once again sending two completely different memos to Bishop and Mammoth. We love consistency, but she apparently does not. In Bishop, today is showing off with partly cloudy skies and highs in the low 50s. Basically perfect weather, depending on who you ask. Tomorrow, Bishop keeps things a little chilly with highs in the upper 40s. Rain showers are likely throughout the day, but Friday, Bishop warms slightly to 49 degrees. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening. And meanwhile, up in Mammoth Lakes, temperatures are topping out in the upper 30s today, with a light breeze, or as Mammoth locals call it, still t-shirt weather, if you're just running into the store for a second. You know how it goes. No snow yet, but the air does have that winter is checking its schedule feeling. Tomorrow, temperatures hover in the lower 30s, and some flurries are expected. Nothing serious, just snow doing that thing where it pops by to remind you it exists. But by Friday, however, temperatures are expected in the mid-30s with a moderate chance of snowfall. Nothing big, nothing chaotic, just enough to dramatically improve your Instagram feed. So whether you're basking in Bishop's fall weather or bundling up in Mammoth's early winter preview, stay warm, stay safe, and remember, no matter where you live in the Eastern Sierra, there's always somebody 45 minutes away experiencing the opposite climate. That does it for today's rundown here on Eastern Sierra Now. From community recovery to silent auctions to playoff football, the Eastern Sierra never fails to keep us on our toes. And we're here to keep you in the loop. Huge thanks again to today's sponsor, Faultline 395, for supporting local coverage that's bold, timely, and a little bit quirky, just like us. As always, make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel and following us on social, because you never know when breaking news, a new poll, or a surprise snowstorm will hit. Speaking of polls, don't forget to cast your vote in our Epic Eats Food Truck Showdown. Your favorite truck is absolutely counting on you. Just, it's up to you to save that truck's business on this poll. And since it's National Play Monopoly Day, go ahead and dust off that board. Gather the family and try not to destroy your closest relationships over fake real estate. All right, it just never works out well. If things get heated, just remember, it's all fun and games until someone mortgages the dog.
I'm Jesse Steele. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and we'll see you next time.